Hello and welcome to the Beyond Time and Space podcast. This is an SGWF podcast. This is episode 5. We are recording on Saturday, November the 2nd, 2024. This will cover the events on Nova from October 28th, Galactic Wrestling for October 29th, and Halloween Havoc November 1st. Primarily, we're going to be focusing on the pay-per-view that happened on Halloween Havoc, which was November 1st. We'll run through the results. We have a lot of info to go through, so we're going to try to get through it as quickly as possible. We held our first pay-per-view since War Games back on September 9th. This one we held Halloween Havoc on November 1st. It was a Friday night, and boy, it was a long show, but it was a goodie. So we're going to start off with some of the results, maybe not in the order that they occurred, but in the order that I think they should be reported on. Anyways, we started off with the Witch defending the Canadian title against Baby Firefly. Now, the funny thing here was that Baby Firefly came to the ring with both Captain Spaulding, her father, and Pretty Boy Mario, who has been in a dispute with said father. They were both at ringside with Baby Firefly. They were actually attempting to block the Witch from attacking Baby Firefly down on the floor, but it didn't seem to be enough. And in the end, the Witch still managed to defeat Baby Firefly. We're not sure what's really going to happen now because of some roster movements that have happened that have resulted in Captain Spaulding being moved to Paragons and Pretty Boy Mario staying at Titans with Baby Firefly. So not sure what's going to happen there. We'll see. We'll see. Next we have Maple Marksman defeating Angelina DeForte to defend the Universal title. Now, this was a rivalry between the two that finally came to a head, and Maple Marksman came out on top, sending DeForte back home and packing. We'll see how this affects DeForte in the future. We had Jen Savage defeated the Pirate Queen Allie Morgan 2-1 to win the women's hardcore title for the first time. Now, the neat thing here was that she's not so she has held the same title like as the same as her partner Diana Wonder, who held the hardcore title first when we brought it back, and then she had lost it to Morgan, and now it's gone back to another member of Break You. So grats to Jen Savage, and we'll see how this title reign treats her. We also had Danny Weaver. Yep, I'm leaving that in. I don't care, because I'm human. Danny Weaver defended the Hello Kitty title against Lunchbox Linda. We had the Maulers defend the men's tag team titles 2-1 against 5-Minute Majors. That was a really long match. It was like a 33-minute long match, and the first fall came after like 29 or 30 minutes. Like, holy moly. But it was a bit of a banger, and Maulers came out on top. Toasty won the Canadian title for the second time, defeating Colonel Andres Rivera. He got into a number one match, earned a rematch, and won the title back. Jericho Vega won the Universal title from Dr. Bacon. He had won the title previously, and then Vega lost it at, I believe, at Saturday Night's Main Event 22. Right before War Games, and the person that he lost it to, I want to say, was Colonel Rivera, who then lost it to Dr. Bacon at War Games. I think that's how it happened, if my memory serves, but if not, I'm sorry, because my memory is terrible. William Terrence Ford, I won't use the name that I like to also call him, defeated the longest reigning men's hardcore champion, Mighty Mite. Defeated him 2-0 to win the hardcore title and his first title for the first time. So grats to him, unfortunately. Not really a fan of his, but he's like a guy that you love to hate, you know. We had Marcus Azul defeated Sora Kimura to defend the Hello Kitty title. Azul was the only show champion, the only men's show champion to defend their title. So a little fun fact. We also had the Fierce Ladies finally defeated Sugar and Spice when it mattered, this time for the women's tag team titles. They've now held the title for the first time, and we'll see what Sugar and Spice does, because they do have the money in the bank and they can cash that in at nearly any time. They also have a title shot that they can cash in because they won the rivalry series. Like, they are loaded to go. And this is not the last time that we've seen the Fierce Ladies taking on Sugar and Spice. That is for sure. So for the coming up to the end of the show, we had Danny Weaver actually won the show champions match. It was a four-way between the Witch, Maple Marksman, newly crowned Jen Savage, and Danny Weaver. And Danny Weaver won that elimination match. She went on to face Sergeant Rosa Rivera for the women's big belt. And fortunately for Sergeant Rivera, she won 2-0. So that kind of quashed Weaver's hopes there. But Weaver will continue on as Nova's Hello Kitty champion. On the men's side, we had Jericho Vega won the men's show champions match. This had Toasty, Jericho Vega, Ford, Azul, and Damian Jade, who had earned a number one spot to fight alongside the show champs. And so it was a five-way. Jericho Vega actually eliminated three out of the other four wrestlers. He went on to the men's championship match, defeated Big Bad Bobby D 2-1, and won the men's title for the very first time. So grats to him. The Universal title that he won on the same show is then vacated because we have rules to prevent you from holding more than one singles title. That will be awarded to somebody new on Wednesday's Paragons. We're very likely going to have a gauntlet or something similar where anybody except, I guess, a champion can get into that match, and anyone on the Paragons brand, I should say, right? So grats to him. We'll see where he can go. There's actually a men's championship cash in is still out there as well, I think. Anyways, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a long road, about a month and a half to our 5-year show at WrestleMania 5. And anything can happen between now and then. Moving on, we're not really going to go over the other results from Nova and Galactic Wrestling. We are going to move on to the roster movements. Basically, we had a whole lot of stuff happening. So we had Big Bad Bobby D got moved to the Nova brand and formed a new tag team with Freak Show called Freaky D. They will be competing in the men's tag team division. Not sure exactly when their first match will be, but it will be soon-ish. Since they're on Nova, it won't be until next week sometime. Either on the Monday at Nova or the Wednesday on Galactic Wrestling. Possibly even later. It just kind of depends on how everything falls. But they are an officially formed tag team, so they will be competing and earning points. Even if they compete as solo wrestlers, they will still be earning points for their tag team. We had Toasty, because he was a new Canadian champ, moved from Paragons over to Titans, and because of that, he pulled Dr. Bacon along with him, and so therefore the Poutine Pounders are now on Titans. And since that happened, the Maulers, which is Colonel Rivera, and Sebastian Van Size moved from Titans to Paragons to replace the Poutine Pounders. After every pay-per-view show that we do, we reset all of our power rankings, and now we've decided to select a random male or female, doesn't matter which, to randomly move to another brand, just to kind of toss things up a little bit and switch things up without doing a full-on brand switch. And so it's not necessarily the same wrestlers all the time fighting each other. This time around, we had Captain Spaulding got selected to be traded to Paragons, which means he's no longer going to really be fighting Pretty Boy Amario. So we're not sure how that's going to affect things, if Pretty Boy Amario is now going to have full sway over Baby Firefly, or, as what may be possibly rumored, maybe it's Baby Firefly has been pulling the strings behind the scenes, controlling Captain Spaulding and Pretty Boy. Maybe. Anyways, Yuz will go over to Titans to replace Captain Spaulding. Special Lobs was selected to go to Eclipse, and that is Cover Girl and Lady J. From what I understand, Federation administrators have been talking about their days may be numbered, but we don't know exactly when or what that is going to entail. So if they are assigned to Eclipse for now, it's scheduled to appear on Friday's Eclipse show. But we'll see if that actually happens. We have taking their place is After School Special, which is Furious Frankie and the Teacher have been traded to Nova. So they'll be wrestling on the Monday following that next week. We've had Storm Shadow has now been removed from the active roster. And because of this, the Blade Runners are no longer a active tag team. So only Snake Eyes is still wrestling on the Paragons brand. We're not sure how long he will be on the roster for. Kind of just depends on how everything goes. There is a reason for why Storm Shadow was benched. We have Carnage got moved to Paragons to make way for a new legend coming in on Titans. Getting into this, the new legend on Titans, we are happy to announce Big Delicious, managed by Big H, will debut on Monday's, like this coming Monday's Titans show against Ned Flanders. So we've seen a little bit of what he's going to offer, and oh boy, there is going to be a whole lot of Big Delicious around for everybody to enjoy, that's for sure. And I believe the only other thing that we wanted to address was Federation administrators wanted to remind everyone that roster training is open. So all legends are allowed to change up their attire, to train, to change their moves, their paybacks, anything that they basically want up until their first appearance. So this really does affect more the folks that are on Titans, because their first appearance is going to be on Monday. And so that doesn't give them a lot of time to go and change things up. Now, if anyone is considering the change, they should be doing it now. Don't leave it till last minute, because we may not be able to process the changes in time. And the next time that we can do the changes will be after WrestleMania 5, which is on December the 22nd, 2024, which is a good month and 3 weeks from now. So we've got a little bit of time between now and when you can make another change. I guess the other thing is, at the end of WrestleMania 5, we will be doing a check-in. So all managers need to check in. We will post we will message everyone to say, hey, this is your check-in. Please react. You have a certain amount of time. And we will give leeway to folks that we know are dealing with real life problems, because, you know, hey, this is just a fun eFed, and we want to make sure that everyone's still going to be fun. If you miss your check-in, your wrestler won't be put on the roster. However, you would be welcome back at any time, because we're not going to be kicking anybody out for bad behavior. Because if we kicked you out for bad behavior, you wouldn't be even seeing the check-in anyways, right? So life happens. You may have missed a check-in. That's okay. When you come back and realize, oh, crap, my wrestler, you're welcome back. I think that's it. So next week we're going back to our normal times, which will be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, all times at 1 p.m. Eastern. Monday, November the 4th at 1 o'clock will be Titans, where we'll have the debut of Big Delicious taking on Ned Flanders. On Wednesday, November the 6th at 1 p.m., we will have Paragons. And on Friday, November the 8th at 1 p.m., we will have Eclipse. That is pretty much it. If you wanted to send in any messages or communiques, please send them by Subspace, by email, or by Discord DMs. And we will be happy to play them on the show. Until then, we'll talk with you next week. Cheers. This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF. It may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.